8. And now we come to letters to the editor. There are 4 letters today, but we're only going to read 3 of them. One of them is a generic one that's sent to all the local newspapers. We start with Dilys Morgan via email, who writes, "The clean, green energy machine. The evidence is now undeniable. The global shift to clean energy has begun in earnest. According to Amber's latest global electricity review, renewables overtook coal to supply 33.8% of global electricity in 2025, the first time in over a century that coal has been surpassed. More strikingly, green electricity grew fast enough to meet all new global electricity demand last year, meaning the world used more power than ever before. Yet none of that extra demand was met by fossil fuels. Solar alone met 75% of the increase in global electricity demand, while together with wind, it accounted for 99% of demand growth. The current turmoil engulfing the Middle East is making this transition even more urgent. Recent energy shocks have highlighted the inherent vulnerability of a system built around fossil fuels, exposure to price volatility, geopolitical risk, and supply disruption. Every missile fired is another reminder of why energy independence matters. Investing in homegrown renewables is widely seen as a key strategy to lower that risk as geopolitics continue to destabilize. The headline in the Financial Times says it all. Investors pile into clean energy as Iran war drives push for energy security. The transition is happening now, and ongoing instability is accelerating it. These countries that align their policies with this shift will be the winners. Farage and Badenoch need to be honest with us because the rapidly dwindling North Sea oil and gas won't help us one bit."
This letter is from Angela Holyoake of Buckfast, and it's entitled "Need to Spend a Penny or 40." "We are fairly frequent visitors to Tynmouth Seafront and regular readers of your paper. On our first visit there since the new toilets opened, we tried to gain access. Forgetting it was 40p entry, my husband left bemused how to gain entry and in search of change. There was no visible information as to how to gain entry other than 40p and absolutely nothing else. A cleaner who happened to be there said you could pay by card and then disappeared. We eventually gained entrance when somebody came out. This is a travesty of form over function with no indication as how to gain entrance, and I pity parents with desperate young children and the elderly who were stuck like we were."
The final letter today is from Steve Jeffrey via email, and it links back to the first one that we heard from Dilys Morgan. He writes, "People raise valid concerns about energy and food security, but the argument for North Sea drilling as a solution is flawed. Whilst importing fossil fuels via diesel-powered vessels has higher emissions than local production, the logic that domestic extraction solves the problem overlooks a fundamental truth. North Sea reserves are depleting rapidly. New fields take years to reach production, offer no price insulation from global markets, and lock us into infrastructure we must eventually abandon anyway when the area runs dry. Decarbonisation, by contrast, permanently reduces imports. I support rooftop solar to minimise the use of land, and the government is doing just that through Future Homes Standard for new builds and measures such as zero VAT on solar panels and the Warm Homes Plan to support retrofitting. But it won't be enough, and I'd like to see more solar farms with grazing and wind turbines on farmland, which should also be wildlife friendly. On food security, the threat is far greater than solar farms on agricultural land. Britain imports roughly half its food from many regions now facing worsening droughts, floods and harvest failures driven by climate change, which is also significantly degrading our own farmland. North Sea drilling won't protect us from that problem. The most urgent food security measure available to humankind is rapid decarbonisation to slow the climate disruption that will devastate global agriculture. We all want food and energy security, but investing in the North Sea just leads us in circles. The permanent solution to fuel and food insecurity is the same one: reducing our reliance on fossil fuels as quickly as possible. And that concludes today's letters.